You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly 3,000 visa scam allegations have been reported to the Australian government since 2014. But the true number of visa scams and amount of misconduct in this area occurring may be much higher. Sanmati Verma is a senior immigration lawyer at Victorian law firm Clothier Anderson. Ms. Verma says those who have been scammed are often not in a position to formally complain.
The consequences of that misconduct are that you end up getting a visa cancelled or a visa refused. You'll be left without a visa, and your first priority obviously is to secure your situation in the country, and so pursuing a complaint might be way, way down your list of priorities.
A classic example of a case in this area was uncovered by SBS earlier this year. Melbourne man Monza Kader received almost $10,000 from a family who had fled Syria and were living in Saudi Arabia, hoping to come to Australia. Mr. Kader met Noor Al-Habzi online, pretending to be a Member of Parliament and saying he could use his status as a Member of Parliament to expedite the application for Australian visas for this person and their family. The family is still in Saudi Arabia and has not received any Australian visa. Mr. Kader is not a registered migration agent. Mr. Kader admits receiving money from the Al-Habzi family, but denies doing anything wrong. Ms. Verma says the Department of Home Affairs does not offer a safety net for people caught up in such scams, but she believes it should.
Greatest possible protection, and where I see the department should be putting its resources and its infrastructure is in creating safety nets for people who have been the victims of visa scams or visa fraud. I mean, yeah, there's this great mismatch between the open secret that, you know, people are targeted for unscrupulous conduct and then, you know, the reality on the ground that people actually individually bear the consequences for that and nobody else assists or helps them.
Ms. Verma says there are many problems with the existing system, self-regulation being one of them.
The regulating body for registered migration agents, and you have to be registered to offer migration advice and assistance, including lawyers as it currently stands. That body is administered by the Department of Home Affairs itself. It's called the Office of the Migration Agent Registration Authority, or OMARA. It's notoriously slow to pick up complaints on behalf of the individual applicants, and it's notoriously slow to act. From what I've heard from other practitioners, its findings are also no longer made public to the visa applicant or the visa holder, but to the complainant themselves.
The department says the latter outcome mentioned by Ms. Verma is due to privacy reasons. Ms. Verma says trying to make things right for people affected by scams can be difficult and can put them under additional financial stress when they do finally make a legitimate application.
You know, it's a matter in a fresh application of distancing yourself from those prior instructions or that prior information. So that actually requires a lawyer. So, you know, where are the people going to get the money to be able to afford that? Extremely difficult.
The Department of Home Affairs did not further comment on protection in place for people affected by visa scams or respond to the suggestion that the number of people affected by such scams is higher than what has been officially reported. But it does say people should report unlawful operators and that all complaints are acted upon. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.